Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Woo!
What's up?
Ace, I tell you what's up. It's time for your morning dump part day.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump part day brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today. Pump that septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. All right, that was weird. I'm sorry.
Pump it on. You're getting weird.
Well, in case you missed it, Easter is less than 2 weeks away. And one thing that maybe is a sign that we're getting back to normal, there's a lot of bunny costumes that are selling out. One of the world's largest costume retailers says that the sale of full-size bunny rabbit costumes have nearly doubled compared to the start of the pandemic, which
probably... So probably the creepiest thing in the world is clowns. We can all agree on that.
Yes.
Second place, though, might be the Easter Bunny. I don't know. That thing creeps me out, especially a full-size bunny.
I mean, because bunnies are cute because they're small. They're small and fluffy.
Right.
But you see a full-size bunny, like a human-sized bunny, like in nature, you'd be like, all right, I'm dead. That's it, man. That bunny's going to murder me. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I guess I'm a little thrown. I also think that there's more to this that the study is not showing because in my mind, I don't know if you've heard of furries, but it's a thing where adult people dress up in animal costumes and they have orgies, okay?
It's not me.
I'm saying there's people out there, okay? Into each
another
their own.
Weird thing. Yeah, they like go out in the woods, cornfields and stuff.
Yeah, and they're out there in their weird animal costumes. So I hope it's because people are getting into the Easter spirit. Or it's the complete opposite, and there's a bunch of bunny orgies going on out there, and I'm not happy about that.
I'm going to get my Donnie Darko costume out for Easter this year, see how that goes.
Little kids. Ah!
Oh, my God. It's terrifying.
Hey, kids, you want my eggs? It's like, no, you creepy son of a bitch. Get out of here.
Weird.
Ah, what a weirdo. So, anyway, to all the furries out there, have a happy Easter, I guess. Lastly, Hunter, you're going to love this. Some people love their grape nuts and paid top dollar to get their fill of fiber. At one point, a 4-pound box cost over $100 for grape nuts. All right, now
for
get
what?
This.
Your horse farm? Yeah, is that what it's for?
Yeah, exactly. Now the company says it's going to reimburse customers who paid inflated prices. If you spent $10 or more for a box in the last 5 months, you qualify to receive up to $115 back.
Wow. You know what, dude? You're right, though. They were expensive.
Yeah.
I forgot about that because my dad liked grape nuts for some reason. He must have had some hard teeth or something back in the day. But I remember it because they come in the smaller boxes, too, right?
Look. If you willingly paid your own money for grape nuts, you deserve to be ripped off, okay? It's garbage. It's rabbit food. You know who's buying it? The people buying those rabbit costumes. Like, oh, this is perfect. Here, eat these grape nuts out of my hand. Eat them out of my hand like a weird little rabbit.
Here's the thing. If you're buying grape nuts, you got to buy your weight in sugar to put in the grape nuts as well to make it even somewhat decent. To eat.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, Hunter, I've had grape nuts once in my life, and I still think about that horrible day. All right? I have PTSD from the time I had grape nuts.
I still have grape nuts soaking in some milk from 1992, dude, and they're still rock hard.
They're still rock hard. Rock hard. I actually keep grape nuts in my car in the wintertime in case I get stuck. I throw underneath the tires, man.
I think the bus driver used to sprinkle it on people's puke.
I want to meet the guy who's like, yeah, it's 4 pounds of grape nuts. I'll pay $100. What are you doing, man?
Ugh. Even animals are like, ugh.
Ugh. Yeah, animal. Yeah, don't feed that to me. What is this? Get out of here. Get out of here. All right, so
grape nuts,
bunny rabbits, and grape nuts. What the hell is going on in this world? That's your morning dump, Bart. We'll be back.